weekends here, and your Tech Concierge offers a more casual fare over the air. I'll review this past week's Tech Talk tips and open a buffet of Tech Gourmet Q&A on Saturday and Sunday. Put on your favorite headphones. Call in, comment, and don't be shy. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Stay tuned. The fun has only just begun, and you never know what you might learn. This is your Tech Talk Tip Recap for Saturday, 1/20/18, where I take you through a quick review of all we did do this week on the show. Starting last weekend, 1/13, Saturday's Q&A buffet started off with a Tech Talk Tip tidbit about speeding up your Anchor audio playback. KT, Kevin Touch, and I went guest-free last week, and instead we got to talk about David Dixon and KT's new station, My Anchor Intro. I air that call on Sunday mornings, yet you can be a part of it each and every Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, where we record it live with new Anchor mates interested in sharing their story and who have questions regarding anything Anchor. Saturday's calls are always awesome, as Kevin and I get to experience Anchor through the eyes of new mates who have refreshing perspectives on the app, which re-energizes our belief in the community. On Sunday, 1/14, my motivation message was, "Your intro is just the beginning," and was inspired by our Saturday Q&A call. Did you get to listen to it yet? It's just under 7 minutes. On Motown Menagerie Monday, 1/15, we kicked Martin Luther King's birthday off with a test regarding how shorter segments might flow on a station versus longer ones. I asked what you think of using small 30-second segments tied together to create easy, digestible content. What do you think today? On Tech Talk Tip Tuesday, 1/16/18, I discussed the topic of setting the scene with your Amazon Echo devices. It was presented via my Amazon Ask Avi Flash briefing that currently airs weekly on Tuesdays. You can listen to all of my previous week's Flash briefings on www.techtalktips.com. TC Ray wondered if our station segments were evaporating more quickly than 24 hours. I was wondering about that. I don't think so. Belinda Karani inquired if we could link directly to our Facebook business pages from Anchor. Mr. Kapanovich asked a question about the benefit of a business license when podcasting. We talked about all those subjects. On Welcome Wednesday, 1/17/18, DJ Hay announced that she will be performing at Exchange LA for the first time on 2/9/2018. Congratulations, Heather, for this major accomplishment, and I wish you the best. I know you're going to do great. Thoughtful Throwback Thursday, 1/18, started off with a Throwback Thursday answer to Tony Mosey's questions about repurposing Anchor audio to and from YouTube and SoundCloud. Fabulous Friday, just yesterday, we started off with Tony Mosey's 1-minute elevator pitch. Have you offered up yours here yet? Every Friday, we request that you do. Josh inquired about accessing and exporting Anchor archive content. There's an answer for that, and I told him how to do it. This week was exceptionally busy for your Tech Concierge off of Anchor, as Microsoft's most recent patch really wreaked havoc on many Windows 7 machines, causing them to not boot properly. I was performing remote surgery for clients around the country who just couldn't get out of a seemingly unworkable boot situation. It took time away from my usually consistent interaction here on Anchor, and hopefully Microsoft will get their act together and prevent future updates from wasting so much valuable time. With all that, it was still another information-filled week of international collaboration indeed, and hopefully you didn't miss too much. If so, you'll find most of the hot ones in the episode section. This coming week promises even more, so be sure to come back and explore. More Q&A Tech Talk Tip Buffets coming your way today, so call in and ask away. Share some tidbits of your own and bring up any subjects that you wish to discuss. Have a great weekend, and go Eagles!
Hey, Abby, this is Reggie, your weekend watcher, and this is my first call-in for you, but this is one that I haven't been able to figure out by myself. A while ago, I did a couple of interviews. Actually, I've done a couple of interviews that have dropped mid-call, so I've just gone back and re-recorded the interview, and that was a great time. This is natively through the Anchor app, by the way. And what happened afterwards was the old recording has stayed in my drafts folder. Well, I figured it would drop out after a period of time of being unpublished, but that doesn't seem to have ever occurred. I don't think that's going to happen. So how would I eliminate that old draft without publishing it first? All right, so I've asked my question. I'll let you do your thing.
Reggie, first-time caller. Always appreciate those calls. And you're a weekend watcher, so we wanted to get your question in on the weekend. Why not? So this is the answer, and a lot of people likely have this question in their minds. How do I get rid of my drafts from interviews that I may have produced? Now, there's two ways. See, the challenge is it is not available easily on an Android platform. On the iOS platform, very simple. People are probably saying, why can't you delete your drafts? That's simple to do. You just tap the ellipses next to any individual episode that was created, not episode, but any interview that's in your draft, and it gives you the option to discard it, delete it. The challenge is that three ellipses menu choice doesn't exist on the Android platform. So the only solution I've come up with, unless somebody's found a better way, is I push it out. Once you publish it, then it comes out of your drafts. You have to physically publish it to your station. Once it's in your station, immediately delete it from your current station and it should go away. If it doesn't, let me know. Unfortunately, they likely overlooked the possibility that people wouldn't be publishing their recordings. And as a result, they didn't put it into the Android side. Don't know why. Because you don't want to necessarily put something into your current station if you don't want to have people listen to it. So immediately upon pushing it out, delete it, and you should be good to go. Hopefully that answers your question. And if not, hit me up, my friend.
Hey, Avi, this is Larry Hunter over at 5 Minute Inspirations, and have a quick question for you. Yesterday, the other day, I pushed an episode through to start a podcast, and it was approved, and I am on Apple Podcasts and I think some of the other ones, but I've decided that I would like to change the profile picture that I have there. Now, I'm wondering how would I go about doing that, or is that even possible? I looked for a way both through the Apple Podcast app as well as through Anchor, and I didn't see anything right off the bat, so I appreciate your input, and thank you for all the help that you give to all of us here at Anchor. Bye.
Larry Hunter, thank you for your call. And you asked about changing elements of your podcast, different than changing elements in your actual station. Know that. Now, when you go to your episode section, you'll find at the very top, after you've published your episodes as a podcast, there's a gear that you can tap on. That allows you to edit all of the elements in your podcast. You can change the name of your podcast. You can change a lot of information, the subject, the title, all that stuff. And if you swipe over, if you tap next four times, the fourth section allows you to change your episode podcast profile pic, which is a different picture, if you want it to be, than your station pic. By default, it does choose your station picture, but you may not want your station picture to be your podcast picture. So that's where you would change that, and then it should get pushed out via your RSS feed. If it doesn't, then you need to report that to the Anchor team at support@anchor.fm. But do your first part by changing the image in that section by tapping the gear in your episode section. Hopefully that'll help. And if you don't want to make any changes to the other pieces, just skip over them. Just tap next and they'll remain where they are. Okay? Hopefully that's your answer and you're having a great weekend.
Hello, Avi. It's Maria. I so appreciate your help out here. I have a quick question about comments in episodes. Some of my episodes are really heavy. The teen suicide ones in particular. And I'm getting comments on there, on the episodes. I am curious, those people commenting are obviously Anchor people because I know that they're the only ones that can comment. But I want to make sure podcast listeners can't see those comments, right? I just want to clarify that because some people are saying some personal things, and I don't want it to be out there on the podcast. So I want to make sure anchor people are separate. So that's my question. I just want to clarify that so that it's my episodes are a safe place to have conversation there. Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Maria Humphreys, great question. And no, you do not have to be concerned. Comments don't pass through the RSS feed to your podcast. They just hear audio. They don't have the ability to see any comments in a podcast. And even if you were to push out a video of your podcast, they wouldn't see comments in the video. The only part that gets transcribed is your audio component. So those people that are looking, and even on your web interface, they don't see comments currently. Maybe down the road, they will have that option. But right now, no comments in the web interface. So as a result, someone needs to be in Anchor in the app to see your comments. That doesn't mean they have to be friendly. That doesn't mean that they can't take that information and use it, so that people should always be judicious in what they write anywhere in social media. So that's a proviso across the board, not just in Anchor. But those comments do not leave Anchor and stream out through your RSS feed. Okay? Hopefully that gives you a little more confidence that you can do what you're doing, and other people will feel comfortable as well. Hope you're doing well. Thanks.